He's gone. The tomb is empty. No. He's back. The last few weeks we've been in this message series called Jesus Makes Headlines. And we've been looking at some of the incredible things that Jesus did in his life and ministry that would have made headlines back then. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the biggest headline in all of history. It would have made headlines then, and here and now, 2,000 years later, it's still making headlines. I did some research this week to look at some of the world's greatest comebacks. And if you're a sports fan, the 1993 Buffalo Bills, in a playoff game against the Houston Oilers, came back from 32 points down to win the game in overtime. One of the greatest comebacks in NFL playoff history. In 2004, the Boston Red Sox were down 3-0 to their rivals, the New York Yankees. They came back to win the next 4 games to go to the World Series and eventually even won the World Series. Now, maybe you're not a sports fan. Here's an example from American history. Abraham Lincoln, right, our 16th president, failed miserably at 2 businesses, ended up having a nervous breakdown. He ran for Senate and failed twice. He ran for Congress and failed. He ran for vice president and failed. He never gave up and eventually became the president of the United States, leading us through one of the most difficult moral and military struggles in our history. Maybe you're not a history person. Maybe you like Hollywood. Robert Downey Jr., a very famous actor everybody knows, right? Well, maybe you didn't know this about him. Back in 1992, he won an Academy Award for a film called Chaplin. I've never heard of it. Never heard of it. For the next 5 years, Robert Downey Jr. crashed. His life was a disaster. He even did some time in jail. Now, he's one of the most popular actors in Hollywood. None of those comebacks are as great as the comeback of Jesus Christ, the resurrection. Someone who raised himself from the dead 3 days later. My question for you on this Easter is, what about you? Are you ready for a comeback? Are you ready to come back? You see, Jesus didn't just raise himself from the dead. He didn't come back just to make himself famous, just to make headlines. Jesus came back from the dead so that you could make your own comeback. Jesus came back from the dead for you. That's why he came. For some of you, it might have been a while since you've been in church. Some of you probably don't go to church that often. And there's many reasons why that you're here today to celebrate Easter. And maybe your background, you know, church really never is that exciting for you. Or maybe there's some brokenness in your past and it made you wonder why. And so church hasn't been a part of your life. Maybe you feel guilty or broken. Or maybe you're not even sure this whole Jesus thing is real. No matter what the reason is, I want you to know that we're glad you're here. Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. For others of you, you've been a part of the church for a long time. Maybe you serve in a lot of different ministries. You read your Bible on a regular basis. You pray all the time. And Jesus is really important to you. You're excited about Easter. You feel confident in your faith. But maybe, just maybe, there's some times where you look at the world and wonder why people can't be a little bit more faithful like you. Easter's for you as well. Jesus invites all of us, no matter where we are in our faith journey, to come back, to see the empty cross, to see the empty tomb. You see, the empty cross and the empty tomb are central to our faith. They're central to the gospel message. The gospel that Jesus came and lived a perfect life. He died a horrible death on the cross to pay the price for our sin so that we could be forgiven. He lived a perfect life and was risen again from the dead so that we could have His righteousness to meet God's standard so that we could have life. So maybe those of you who are on the left, broken, not really that active in your faith, wondering why, or those of you who might be on the right, who feel like you've got it all together and everything is good, all of us, no matter where we are on that spectrum of faith, all of us fall short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned, and today we are brought together into the center to focus on the empty cross and the empty tomb because it is central to what we need for life. So whether you're wherever you're at in your journey, today we celebrate the gift that Jesus has given to us. Now, unlike all other great comebacks in the history of the world, Jesus' comeback was more than simply proving that He was God in the flesh. Jesus invites us to make our own comeback. He came back to give us life, abundant life here on this earth and eternal life in heaven. So this Easter, I want to share with you two essential truths of Jesus' resurrection. Here's the first one. If you're following along on your outline, Jesus' resurrection comeback is personal. It's personal. When Mary Magdalene came to the tomb that early that Sunday morning, her intentions were to anoint Jesus' body with burial spices. When she saw the empty tomb, when she was confronted by the angels, she was terrified and confused. So much so that she thought Jesus was the gardener. It wasn't until Jesus whispered her name, Mary, that she recognized Him and called Him teacher and Lord. In calling her by name, Jesus made it personal. He went from gardener to Savior and Lord in a moment that she heard her name, Mary. And Jesus comes to all of us today and He whispers our name. He came back to reveal Himself to us, to show us that He is alive, that He is real. He created you. Psalm 139 says that He loves you so much that He spent the time to knit you together in your mother's womb. He knows you by name. Before your parents even named you, God knew your name. And He says that He has ordained every moment in your life, written in the book. He knows everything that's going on in your heart, your mind, your life. God loves you. He cares for you so much that He knows your every thought. He knows and feels your every pain. The Bible says in Psalms that He keeps track of all of your sorrows and even collects your tears in a bottle. He watches over you in such a way that not even a hair can fall from your head without the will of our Father in heaven. Some of you have more approval than others. They've seen, He knows you by name. He knows every part of you. Not only did He create you, He's redeemed you. He's forgiven you and given you new life. John 3:16, the famous verse that we all know, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes will not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved you. For God so loved Rich. For God so loved Ryan. For God so loved Jackie. For God so loved Brandon, Megan, Paul, Nicole, Sarah, Heather. Whatever your name is, God loved you so much that He gave His one and only Son for you. So that you, if you believe in Him, you'll have eternal life. Now, before Jesus whispers Mary's name, He asks her a question. And that's the same question I think that Jesus would ask us today. Who are you looking for? Who is it that you're looking for? What is it in your life that you're looking for to fulfill yourself? What is it that you're trying to fill your life with to achieve happiness and joy? What are you trying to fill the emptiness in your life with? Who is Jesus to you? Is he just a gardener? Or is he your teacher and your Lord? Jesus emptied himself and the tomb so that he could personally fill our lives with peace and joy. And that comes from knowing Jesus. It comes from hearing him whisper your name and responding, "Teacher, Lord." Jesus came back to be more than a gardener in our life. He came back to be our personal Lord and Savior. Jesus made a comeback on the Resurrection Sunday to have a personal relationship with you. The second essential truth is that Jesus' resurrection comeback is powerful. It's powerful. John tells us that 8 days after the resurrection, the disciples were locked up tight in their house. They were afraid. They were afraid that the Jewish leaders knew the tomb was empty. They figured that they would think the disciples stole the body and that they would be after him. They were afraid. And so they locked themselves up in a room. But it didn't stop Jesus. Came right through the locked doors. In the midst of their fear, Jesus appears and he says, "Peace be with you." His powerful presence immediately removed the fear and filled everyone with peace and joy. And then there's Thomas. He had invested the last 3 years of his life following Jesus, listening to Jesus, watching him do incredible miracles with the other 11 disciples. And here he was, doubting the empty tomb and doubting the testimony of his friends. "Not unless I see and touch him for myself," Thomas said. "I want to see it before I believe." Jesus, again, appears in the room and approaches Thomas and says, "See? Touch my hands. Touch my side." And Thomas also proclaims, "My Lord and my God." Jesus' comeback is personal and it's powerful. The resurrection of Jesus has the power to overcome your fear and doubt. What kind of doubts and fears do you have in your life? Have those doubts and fears symbolically locked you into a room? Jesus' resurrection has the power to change that. Jesus has the power to cancel your sin, to conquer your problems, to change your personality to the very core of your heart and soul. Paul said it this way in Philippians 3:10. "As a result of believing and putting my faith and trust in Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I can really know Christ. I can experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead." That very resurrection power lives in you. If you believe in Jesus Christ, he lives within you. And the same power that raised Jesus from the life lives in you. On this Easter, Jesus not only whispers our name, but he challenges us with the same words he challenged Thomas. Stop doubting and believe. Stop doubting and believe. So what is it that keeps us from being all in with Jesus? What doubts and fears are keeping us from realizing the presence and the power of Jesus? Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though they die, they will live again." You see, believing is all about faith. Faith in the empty cross. Faith in the empty tomb. Faith that Jesus is alive. He is not here. He is risen just as he said he would. Because our God is a God who keeps his promises. And that's what we put our faith and trust in. The empty cross, the empty tomb, and the fact that Jesus, since he raised himself from the dead, can also raise us from the dead and give us new life as well. Blessed are those who have not had the same opportunity as Mary and Thomas to see and to touch Jesus and believe. Blessed are those who do not see and yet believe. That's us. That's you. That's me. We haven't had the opportunity to physically see Jesus and touch him. But all throughout history, we see God's word, his promises being fulfilled. We see lives being changed. We see people being transformed. For 2,000 years, people have claimed to know and follow Jesus. We too are called to believe and to follow so that we have life. The resurrection of Jesus is a comeback with a purpose. It's personal and it's powerful. The cross and the tomb are empty. Jesus is alive. There's no doubt about that. The real question is this: is he alive in me? Is he alive in you? Is he alive in us? Today is the day that we celebrate the empty cross and the empty tomb. I hope and pray that it's a day that you celebrate a heart and a soul that's filled with the presence and the power of our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for coming back for us, for leaving heaven, leaving your throne room, leaving a perfect place, and coming here and sacrificing your life so that we could have life. Lord, we're all kinds of people here today. Some of us in very different places in our faith journey. But all of us are called to come to the central aspect of our faith, the empty cross and the empty tomb, and by faith, believe in you. Jesus, we come to you today, and we ask you to help our unbelief. Help us to believe. Help us to know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that you are real and that you have provided the way out of our tomb, our sin, and into new life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.